Random House Audio presents The Road to Casa Piedras, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour.
Now, swing it, partner, don't you go. All of my left the way you go.
It was a July night in the town of Sturgis, and the annual Corn Huskers Ball was just getting underway. Old Bob McClellan and his two strapping sons were sawing away on their fiddles, lubricated by Pa Gardner's own mate of corn whiskey.
Hold your hand.
These were hard-working folks, mostly. People who lived and worked on the land. But tonight, they were scrubbed and well-dressed, and were having a good time. Chick Beaudry hooked his thumbs in his belt and watched the dancers. He wasn't expecting any trouble here.
Don't be slow.
Chick had put on his finest outfit for this evening, and he wasn't wearing his Ranger's badge. But he was well known in the town, and few people at this dance would have failed to recognize him. His dark, almost Apache-like eyes sparkled in the lamplight. Paul Gardner, flushed with whiskey and exertion, was calling the dancers from a precarious platform made of planks laid over three benches. Any platform would have been precarious, for Paul had been imbibing freely from his own keg of corn spirits. Being the owner of the whiskey and of the tin cup hanging from the spigot, he was the only one who could take a drink without paying. Emmy Chambers, blonde and beautiful, whirled by Chick and smiled at him. A strand of her corn silk hair had fallen over her eyes, and she looked excited and happy. Chick could